Welcome and thank you so much for joining the live apostolic radio show with Apostle Janet L. Clary. Tonight we're being blessed with a topic called Closing Demonic Backdoor Portal with Apostle K. L. Williams. We thank you so much for being on and being able to listen to this show. So continue to be blessed. Can anybody hear me? Can anybody hear me? Hello?
Can I move to Dr. Williams on the line? Minister Gallen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do we have Apostle William on the line?
No, ma'am, we don't, not yet.
Do we have anybody on the line as of yet?
Yes, ma'am, we do.
Well, we're so sorry about what has taken place, but we're having technical difficulties on the line, and Apostle William and I have been communicating back and forth, so I'm going to let him know that we are on the line at this moment.
Yes, we are on the air now.
Good evening. We want to thank everyone for tuning in. We're so sorry about the technical difficulties that we are having. Pastor William will be on the line. If you will please mute your phone so that we won't have the feedback that I'm hearing in the background, please. Please mute your phone, and at the end, we will open the lines up for questions or comments. If you would please mute your line. Mr. Gallen, would you mute everybody, please?
We do have Apostle Williams here.
Apostle Williams, we thank you so much. I can't apologize for the technical difficulties. The only thing we can do is move on from this place that we know that God is getting ready to do something awesome on this line. And so we look for warfare, especially when we're talking about demonic activities. So we are so grateful to have you on the line. We're grateful to have you on the line. We are thankful for having people calling in at this moment. We will go back out on Facebook and let them know that we are going live. So if you just give me 2 minutes just to let people know that we are on the line, we will go forth from this point.
Amen.
Is that Minister Cullen, is that you in the background with the noise?
Ma'am.
Pardon me?
Yes, ma'am, you probably heard me, my keys.
Yeah, well, when we get started, can we please not have that in the background, please? We haven't had Let's Talk About It in about 2 months, so We are going around trying to get things back in order to make sure that we can start the broadcast back up. Once again, I do thank you. I don't make apologies for what has taken place. The only thing I know that we can go forward from where we are now. So, Apostle, we thank you once again for coming on the line. We're going to do a prayer right quick, and then we're going to allow you to come forth and just bless the people of God, and we're going to have questions and answers and comments at the end. Father, we are just so grateful now. Father, we acknowledge you as our Lord and our Savior. We acknowledge that it's in you that we live, we move, and we have our being. Oh, Father, we just glorify your holy name. We bless you in the beauty of holiness. We're so grateful and so thankful, even for the holiday that is coming up, Lord. We just want to be grateful for all the things that you have done for us. We want to be grateful, Lord God, and no one in our families have lost lives as of this moment, Father. And we just want to give you the praise and honor and glory, not being ungrateful, Lord God, but being thankful for everything that you have done in our life and where you're taking us and where we're going. We just want to bless you, Lord. We just want to give you the praise and honor, Lord. And right now, Lord, we come against every demonic activity that will come against this line now,
yes,
in the name of the Lord Jesus.
You, Jesus.
We plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere, the hemisphere, and the stratosphere. Now, in Jesus' name, the blood covers us, that the blood covers us in the airway. Now, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, for free course. Now, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, for everyone that's on the line, Lord. We ask that you cover their household as we began to go into a realm of demonic activity, Lord God, to be able to change mindsets, to be able, Lord God, to change hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, to bring forgiveness, Lord God, and most of all, to forgive ourselves, Lord God, from our past issues, Lord God, that has held us hostage. But tonight, Lord God, we know that the Spirit come to set us free. We thank you that our minds will be free, Lord God, from every demonic activity that even has attached itself, even in our homes, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus, even in our artifacts, Lord God, and fetishism, Lord God, that we have in our homes, Lord, that are holding us hostage, Lord God. We thank you that our eyes will be open to this area, and Lord God, what you are about to disperse into our hearts tonight. Father, we thank you for Apostle Williams saying yes to the call. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given him a word, Lord God, that will bring us to be liberated as well as free. In Jesus' name we pray, and we pray, Lord God, that the questions and the comments and the answer that come forth, Lord God, will bring clarity to the ones that are on this line. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And once again,
amen.
Once again, we had technical difficulties, but we're on now. We're going to go forth. So, you know, we want to try to redeem the time that we have lost. And right now, we just, Apostle William, thank you for being on the line.
Amen, amen. You're welcome, amen.
All the way from California, so we just thank you. And now you are at liberty to go forth. And when you finish, you can we can have questions and comments.
Amen, amen. Truly, it's a blessing and an honor to be with you on tonight. Yet another day that the Lord has made. Somebody ought to be rejoicing and be glad in it right at this moment, because somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody yet have found themselves in the city of judgment this morning. But we who are alive, we have another chance to go before the Lord and tell him, thank you, Lord, for yet another day. Truly, we bless the Lord on today. I honor God who is my life on today. He's not just the head of my life, people. He is my life. I've come to the point that I cannot make it without the Lord. And if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, where would I be? And truly, I bless God, for the God that I serve, he's able. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I shall ask or think. Truly, we bless the Lord for Apostle Dr. Janet Clary on tonight. fine woman of God, powerful of God. Because the Bible said without the vision, the people will perish. But we thank God for her on tonight and the invite. And it was a blessing and an honor because truly in this hour that we're living in, we're living in a time where it's like people are going in circles. It seems like people are reliving and rehashing things of the past that have kept them captive in their minds for years and years and years. And it seems like it's just like, well, there's no way out. There's a rock. When you turn the other way, there's a hard place, and it seems like you're trapped. But on tonight, for those of you that are on the line, we want to talk about a subject that many refuse to deal with. We want to talk about a subject that many have attempted to mislead and brush under the rug. But on tonight, I want to deal with a subject entitled Closing Demonic Backdoor Portals Permanently. And the reason that God has given me this on tonight is because many of us, even though we're smiling every day, even though we are going about our daily life like everything is fine, we're actually living in torment. We're being tormented by demonic entities, and we're being tormented by things that have happened to us even if we willfully did them, and the shame, the pain, and the fear of it has brought us in a state of paralyzation to where now is either deal with it or lose your slab natural mind. So on tonight, as we begin to go forth, we pray, decree, and declare that the Spirit of the Lord will come in and that it will be released and that the manifestation of his glory will take place. Lord, I decrease on tonight that your word will increase. Lord, I dismantle every demonic plan and scheme of the enemy on tonight. Lord, I ask that you come now that you have recourse on this line on tonight as it reach out across the digital waves, as it reach out across the radio waves, oh God, that somebody will catch hold, oh God, and they will be set free. For you come, God, to set the captives free. For who the Son set free, he is free indeed. Lord, strip us on tonight, oh God, that you will be glorified and that there will be no glory in self, but your glory will be revealed. And I pray on tonight, oh God, that as we begin to go forth, God, in your kingdom mandate, let the portals, let the dimensions and the realms of the demonic entities, let them be silenced, dismantled, and closed permanently in the Holy Ghost. We decree it and declare it, for it shall be established. It is so, and so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. For your hearing on tonight, and some of you may not be used to something like this, but this is a teaching segment, okay? Now, whatever the Holy Ghost does, he's going to do. But we're here to teach you and to give you some tools to equip you on how to close these portals or these openings or these point of entry of Satan into your life. And for some of you, it's been happening for years, 10 years, 15 years, 20, 30 years, and it seems like you cannot escape your past. But here is what's going on. We're going to start out tonight with a familiar scripture coming from the book of Job, the 3rd chapter and the 25th verse. For your hearing, for the dreaded thing that I feared the most has happened to me. What caused me to worry has engulfed me. Many of us know the story of Job on tonight, the things that Job went through, the things that Job suffered. Because when you look in the book of Job,
it goes off to tell the story of who Job was. And the Bible say that Job was an upright man. He feared God and he obscured evil. He even offered up alms or prayers before the Lord daily for his family, his children. Even if they had done something, he beforehand, as the old people say, he was sending up his timbers. And we find here that Job and Satan had that the Lord and Satan had a conversation about Job. The Lord told Satan, he said, "Have you considered my servant Job?" And as the conversation went on, Satan kind of got a little cocky there, and he was like, "Lord, Satan is the one that you call me to be." And I'm paraphrasing, y'all. And then Satan began to tell the Lord, he said, "Of course Job fear you. Of course Job will honor and respect you because you have a head around him, and that's the only reason why he served you." Now, many may say, "Well, didn't God know?" Yeah, God knew, but let me tell you something. If Satan could fool one-third of the heavenly host, what do you think about us being human? So that lets you know that the tricks of the devil are real. His tricks, his schemes, they are real. But as the story goes on to say, that things begin to happen to Job. And Job began to ponder in himself. And he began to wonder. And when it came down to this verse, he said, the very thing I didn't even want to happen, it happened, y'all. In other words, fear. Fear will immobilize you. There was some hurt in Job. Because even when he said, "It caused me to, the worry has engulfed," in other words, it has covered me. It has swept over me. But on tonight, the very thing that you are running from, which is your past, because sometimes as a leader or as a person of influence, we don't want people to know our past. But I want to let you know something on tonight. The more you hide your past, the more you hide the hurt, the pain, the torture, it becomes torment, and therefore the enemy has an open door to come in and plague you. Now, on tonight, I want to let you know something. Regardless of what your past is, when you everything that has hurt you, or whether you have let come into your life, when you release it, God will receive it and destroy it. You hear sometimes a lot of people say, "Well, God will take it." Well, let me break that myth on tonight. God is not going to take anything. He'll destroy it. If you release it, he'll receive it and he'll destroy it. Because the power of God come to destroy yokes, come to destroy strongholds. Now, we talked about that word hurt. And God gave me an acronym for the word hurt, because there's going to come a point in your time, in your life, where you are going to come in contact with this word called hurt. I don't care how old you are, whether you're young or old, it's going to come a period of time in your life where you're going to find out what hurt really is, whether it's inside the church or outside the church. But the acronym that God gave me for the word hurt, the H, it stands for healing. Because after all is said and done, you're going to need some healing, y'all. You're going to need God to come in and heal your broken heart. You're going to need God to come in and allow him to change your mindset. The U stands for understanding. Because sometimes when we're hurt, we're bruised, we're wounded. We don't understand, why me? Why me, God? Why did you have to let this happen to me? God, what have I done that this should come upon me? The R, standing for restoration. God will bring restoration back unto you after you have suffered a while, then you're going to reign with him. So God will bring restoration. and a T, which I love the T, because at the end of the day, after all said and done, God's going to give you a testimony. And the Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the testimony for which we have. Sometimes in our life, prior to or even during the time we come to know the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior, there were some things that we participated in, or there were some things that we were enticed to do. The Bible talks about how when King David, he looked out one day and he saw Bathsheba bathing. Bathsheba was a beautiful woman, and he desired in his heart that he should have her. But the problem was is that Bathsheba was married to Uriah. Well, King David decided, well, I tell you what, let's put Uriah out on the front line of the battlefield to ensure his death, so if he's dead, then I can have Bathsheba. Well, the king's plan began to work, and news came back that Uriah had been killed. So therefore, King David, because he'd done such a thing, the prophet came to him and told him that the sword would not leave his house. So therefore, it brought on a lineage and a generational curse on the house of David. I'm going somewhere if you're following that. Many of us, we have fallen into the trap of generational or bloodline lineage curses. These are things that happened to our forefathers and have come down the line because nobody had enough faith and had enough trust in God to say, hey, no, enough is enough. But see, we're living in a time where just letting it happen seems to be a way of life. If we don't talk about it, it'll go away. That's the thinking that most of us have, that if we don't say anything about it, won't nobody know. Nobody will understand that granddaddy raped me when I was 7. Nobody will know that I was caught up in adultery. Nobody will ever know that I was caught up in homosexuality or lesbianism. If I don't say anything, if I just let it go, then it'll go away. But I beg to differ on tonight. The moment you open yourself up to the demonic realms of Satan and you invoke the dark arts of this world, you open up a portal and a realm of demonic influence that caused a generational curse to embed itself in your mind. Now, the Bible says that we should not be conformed to this world, according to Romans, but we should be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, many of us, we have went through some things that we dare not tell anyone because we value people's opinion. And if they knew that we have partook in these things, then we will find ourselves falling by the wayside. My God, my God. And we find here that people's opinion carry more weight than the word of God in some people's eyesight. Because I wouldn't get the promotion if they found out they were the pastor of the church, if they found out years ago. But I let you know, come on tonight, people, torment is real. Pain is real. Now, in order to move forward in the things of God and to the next level of what God has for you, you have got to close the demonic doors that were opened many years ago. No, they didn't go away. They lay dormant until it's just like a bruise. If you ever fall when you was little and you didn't even put a Band-Aid or let it heal. Every time you bump that scab, it begins to bleed. That's just like that demonic door. That demonic door or that portal, which is an opening, an entrance way to you and your spirit man. The enemy fights you in the spirit realm. You don't believe me? The Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against those powers, those spiritual wickedness in high places. It ain't necessarily the government. Spiritual wickedness in high places is your mind, folks, because in your mind and your brain control your body. Let me prove it to you. In your mind or your brain, which is the CPU of the body, the central processing unit. Everything goes through the brain before it happens in the body. There are certain parts of your brain that controls memory. The inner part of your temporal lobe, which is divided up into two hemispheres, is the left and the right. It is involved in declarations. It is involved into the memory stem of your mind. Now follow me and you're going to be blessed. Now, in the region of your temporal lobe of your brain, there's a part of the brain that controls your memory functions. It is the transference of short and long-term memory. It controls your memory and your behavior. So what are you saying, Doc? What I'm saying to you today is that many times the reason that we fall prey and keep these doors open is because we forgot about what it happened to us many years ago. And when we forgot about it and refused to deal with it, it kept the door open because the enemy can only enter if we allow the door open. He cannot force his way in. We have to invite him in. We have to give him a way in, which is called a point of entry. If you ever noticed on the news, or if you ever known on the different crime shows, and a person gets shot, they look for a point of entrance and an exit wound. Because if it's entered, it's got to come out some way. If you follow me, you're going to be blessed on tonight. I know time is far spent, but I really want to get this to you on tonight. Many of us are not able to love our husband that you know God gave you because of what has happened to you in your past. Every time he gets close or deja vu sets in, you find yourself drawing back and not letting them love you like he ought to. Many times you are not able to love your wife like God has commanded you to in the beauty of holiness because you've been molested when you were a child. I'm not saying that everybody acts what they are a victim of, but I am saying if you don't deal with it, it will begin to take root and it will begin to grow. And then one day, when you least expect it, that thing will grow and begin to grow. And you're wondering why, when you were molested, you find yourself looking at little boys. You find yourself looking at little girls. You got to deal with that thing. You got to kill it at the root. Because if you just cut the top off and forget about it, it'll grow again. But you got to dig way down under the root of the matter and hear the whole conclusion. So that's why it's important to deal with those open doors. That's why it's important that have broken us in shame. Me and us are smiling on the outside. We're preaching victory on the mountaintop, but we're living defeated in the valley. Why? Because we're broken. We're broken. And sometimes it feels like we're broken beyond repair. Many years have passed since your initial hurt, your initial pain, the wound, the abuse. till you begin to form a mental blockage. And what that mental blockage does, it causes you to forget about the pain. It causes you to overlook the very thing that is your demise. Let me prove it to you. I'm going to give you a short testimony. Exactly 30 years ago, my mother was murdered in front of my face by my father. And he attempted to kill me also. Y'all hear me on the night. And for 40 years of my life, Holy Ghost filled now, by baptized, preaching the gospel of the holiness, which is the power and the salvation to them that believe. An apostle in the Lord's church, chosen for such a time as this to bring forth freedom to those that are set captive. But I lived in torment because every night at 3:15, I woke up covered in blood in my mind. And that thing was tormenting me, y'all. So I can tell you about open portals. I can tell you about demonic realms that will captivate you and cause you to be stagnant, will paralyze you and keep you from being what God has called you to be. No, it's not all right. No, it's not a quick fix. You have got to come to the place that you have got to denounce. And let me tell you how to denounce it. Because a lot of us preaching and talking, but we ain't saying nothing. Let me show you how to denounce this stuff. For one thing, you got to forgive. That's it. Forgiveness will close doors, y'all. Why? Because when you forgive somebody, you take the power and the authority that is holding over your head and holding you captive. You take it away from your captor. I know. Because when I walked into that prison and I forgave my father, no longer could he hold me to that no more. No longer did he have control over my mind. I let my mind renew. Why? Through forgiveness. Forgiveness is a powerful tool, y'all. That's why the devil don't want you to forgive. Yes, you may have gotten molested, but you got to forgive them. If you don't never see them again, pray for them. You got to forgive them. The pain is there, but God will give you peace that surpasses all of your understanding. You may not understand why mama had to go and sell her body just to make sure that you had food. You didn't know where the food was coming from, and mama didn't want to do it, but mama had to make a decision. I got to do what I got to do. But I promise you on the day, no longer after this conference call on tonight, will you have to live in bondage. For whom the Son set free is free indeed. It's time to shut this mess down. Have you ever been a victim and a victim? Let me explain the difference. A victim is somebody that has went through it, and they're suffering behind it. A victimizer is one that does the victiming. They're the ones that causes the pain. They came up with a cliche that said, hurt people will hurt people. But I'm going to let you know something. That's true in a sense, but it's not true. Because everybody ain't going to bow down to become a product of what they have been hurt through. Just because your daddy was a drunk don't mean you got to be a drunk. Just because your daddy was a crackhead don't mean you got to subdue yourself to crack. When you make up in your mind and get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you'll go to God and you'll say, Lord, help me to forgive me. The hardest thing for us to do is to forgive ourselves. You may say, well, why am I forgiving me? I haven't done nothing. They did it to me. Well, the reason you're forgiving yourself is because of the fact that the matter is, you, even though it happened to you, you allow ill feelings, which is a portal. You allow hatred and malice to build up, even as a child, I'm telling you. I was taught to hate my father with the Holy Ghost, y'all. But no matter how they taught it, the Holy Ghost kept telling me, you got to love him. Love him. Love him. But I promise you on the day, forgiveness and love is a powerful thing. If you find yourself on the receiving end of pain, It's time to let God wipe it away. Some of us are unable to have a healthy relationship because of what has happened to us in our past. Some of us have found ourselves tormented because we won't let go of the past. But how can you love if you won't let nobody love you? Yes, you are not prone to be hurt-free. It's a part of life, y'all. But one thing about it, two things for sure. Earth has no sorrow that God can't heal. Because he healed my heart, y'all. My heart was broken. It was abused. Family threw me away, told me, I don't want to be around you because your daddy killed our mama. As though she was never my mother. I'm the baby, y'all. But even in that, God was working and dealing with me up until this point. And 40 years later, I can stand free. I can stand and tell the world I love my daddy. Yes, he's gone on. But he didn't die in a prison, y'all, because God freed him, saved him, filled him with the Holy Ghost, and anointed him to preach the gospel. When he went home in peace. He went home with forgiveness in his heart, love on his mind, and joy like a river. As a deer panting for the water, he was panting after God. And even when they came and they told me that he was dead, I already knew. Why? Because the Holy Ghost had spoke to me and said, the pain is over. Torture is over. But I want to let you know something tonight. Regardless of what you are going through, you have to let God move it out the way. Fear. Fear will immobilize you, folks. Fear opens a door to deception. It puts you in captivity. Pain. Pain makes you numb to the situation at hand. Oh, it's easy not to think about it, y'all. But you got to put it behind you. You got to tell yourself that no matter how many years have passed, it's time to break it. It's time to break free the chains that hold us, the chains that binds us. Then sometimes you ask the question, Lord, why did it have to happen to me? The Lord is sitting there like, I need a vessel. I need a vessel of honor that can go through and give me glory, that can bring somebody else out. If you find yourself on tonight and you're on this line and you are going through something you dare not tell somebody, pray and ask God to send you somebody that won't judge you, but they will encourage you and they'll build you up in the most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. If you're on this line tonight and there are some open realms or some open portals that you may have in your life, yeah, he beat you. Yeah, he gave you a black eye. Yeah, he put you in the hospital. But you just forgot about it. But the pain and the wound is there. That's why your Mr. Right can't come, because you're still dealing with Mr. Wrong in the spirit. Just because you block him on the phone, block him on Facebook, change your number, change your address, they still have an entry point and an access point to your life through the spirit realm, because you never got them out your spirit. Wow. I'm going to say it again. Still have access to you in the spirit realm, because they can channel into the spirit realm. Yes, they can communicate with the dark realm and cause you pain and torment, and they don't even know what side of the country you on. Yes, it's real. That's why you got mediums out there. That's why you got minions out there. That's why we have to dismantle the demonic network that team up in the spirit realm to bring you torment, because they don't want to see the power of God activate in your life. Take a quick 60 seconds over your life and look back. See why you're going through. Because I'm going to tell you something. Out of your obedience, God will bring deliverance. You better hear me. Forgiveness is powerful, y'all. Now, there is an entry point, and these entry points is where control is transferred and where the execution of the motive begins. I'm going to say it again. The entry point is where control, you know, the enemy likes control, y'all, because if he can control you, then he got you. Where control is transferred and where the execution of his plan or the motive begins. If you have your Bibles on today, and I pray that you do, please turn with me very, very quickly because time is far spent. I want you to turn to the book of St. Mark, the 7th chapter. St. Mark, the 7th chapter. I just want to read quick verses. St. Mark, the 7th chapter, beginning at the 14th verse. And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man that entereth into him can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are that things that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. In other words, it's not what happened to you that defiles you, folks. Stop letting people put that lie in your head. You had no control of being raped, molested, broken, abused. You had no control over it. But you do have control how you let it affect you and affect the way you act, the way that you carry yourself in the oncoming days, months, and years. Many people have gone on to take their own life. And if the truth be told, there's some in the church right now that's contemplating suicide. Why? Because they said nobody will understand if they knew what really was going on in my life. But don't you think today is the day of salvation? The day you hear the voice of the Lord, please harden not your heart. This is a call on tonight. This is a sounding of the alarm. You do not no longer have to stay in the shape that you're in. Just like he told Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house and get back on the wheel. When you go down to the potter's house, you're telling the Lord, say, Lord, close all those portals. Close all those entry points. Sometimes the very one that hurts you, you could be going around the house, and that just come across your mind. Immediately, we have the power of God to resist the devil, and he will flee. Why? Because the Bible declares that we can cast down every imagination, every high thing that exalted itself above the knowledge of God, and bring it captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. So he gave us the power that worketh in us. When it was finished, it was finished. Time is now, folks, that we break these generational bloodline curses that have been passed down through the lineage. Have fallen prey to what we didn't deal with. Because they knew that daddy wasn't really their real daddy. But Uncle Joe was their daddy because Uncle Joe raped you, and that's how they came to play. No. If anything in your family is hurting you, you better tell somebody. It ain't what happened in the family stays in the family. That's the biggest lie I ever told. Two keys, and I'm going to wrap it up. Anything in your life that is pulling you away from the intimacy with Jesus, it is a distraction. And if the enemy can get you distracted, he can stop your focus. If he can stop your focus, there is not a vision. And without a vision, the people will perish. Point number two, the devil will bring people into your life who look like the right people, sound like the right people, and act like the right people. But they are the wrong people, and you better be careful because the wrong people will mess you up. Y'all better hear me. Too many times we find ourselves trapped by this thing called love. Sometimes it becomes necessary to cut and sever ties completely with some people and some things. It don't happen automatically. You got to close that portal or that entry point which was given in access to the enemy. Even if the access that you have in your life that's still open, even if it was forced, God said you have the power to remove it and sever the ties from your past. 1 John 4:17 said, by this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so also in this world. There is no fear in love. Y'all better. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment. But one who fears is not perfected in love. We love because God first loved us. So it's time to cast out fear, y'all. In order to close something permanently, it means that you have in your possession the very key that's needed to close it, never to be reopened. We need to make up in our minds that we're going to close all demonic activity in our lives. That means that you can't watch everything on TV, y'all. You can't. Why? Because that is a portal. I tell my sons and daughters in the gospel, don't watch that stuff. When you go to bed, cast down all those imaginations. Detox yourself from a round of a day of the people you have come in contact with those things that have attached itself to you, looking for an open hole or portal to connect to. So if you don't hear nothing else on tonight, understand this. You don't have to be a product of the pain. You don't have to be a product of the hurt. The wounds can be healed because God came to seek and save that which was lost. And if you're hurting, let us pray with you. You ain't got to tell us what happened, because we got enough Holy Ghost on this line with these apostles and prophets, the true ones now, that can discern and that are able to pray with you and intercede and stand with you. But hear me what I'm saying. Faith without works is dead. You can believe the prayer that we pray, decree, and declare, but if you don't take a stand and close those demonic portals in your life and get Slick Will out your life and Sassy Susie out your life, you're going to still be in the same rut. Sometimes the enemy will bring people in our lives, and the people that are brought into our lives are there to keep us in a certain locality or location that will cause us to revert back to what God brought us out of. And I'm going to tell you something. The devil, he's a master at promiscuous sex, y'all. Why? Because it begins in the mind. Because once you taste of it, then it's been embedded in you. Many of our people in the church, they're caught up in this lifestyle. They're caught up in this lifestyle that is causing pain, hurt, and it's causing people to be lost and falling by the wayside. But it's time for the day of deliverance, y'all. Everybody ain't doing it, and everybody ain't going to fall prey to it. See, everybody want to talk about sex demon and different names they want to give it, but that ain't in the book. The Bible talks about lust, the spirit of lust. If you look up the word lust, lust is a strong desire in the Greek. Now, whatever you have a strong desire for is not necessarily sin. It's when the spirit of perversion mixed with your strong desire, that's when it becomes sin. Because you should have a strong desire for the Lord and the things of God. You should have a strong desire to love one another as Christ has loved the church. But it's when the spirit of perversion gets in it that it becomes sin and promiscuous. And that's why so many are falling by the wayside. That's why so many, because see how many know the devil will set you up and knock you down. Yeah, he'll do you just like he did Jesus. He'll take you to the seat of the high mountain and show you everything that's in the world. And you'll believe. And then at the end, you got to pay up. And you pay up with your soul. And not, you're going to fall in the hands of exposure. But those of us that are trapped in, y'all, it begins in our mind. It's a mind thing. Your mind has got to be renewed in the things of God. And I'll tell you something. The psychiatrists don't prescribe enough medicine that can heal your mind. I know. I am a board-certified psychiatrist. It's not the medicine. You're just making a pharmaceutical rich. You got to go to God with a sincere heart. I got to do it with somebody. They ain't got to necessarily been through what you've been through, but joke you up with somebody that can get a fast food. Somebody that won't judge you and cast you into the inner parts of hell. And they said, when we know things are going on in our life, and we won't tell anybody, and that thing is birthed into our children, and now our children can't even love. They don't even want no parts of it. They don't. Because if this is not the truth, it's going to be, they would rather stay outside and accept the false love of the world. And it's happening, y'all. Our pain is spiritually being filtered into our children. It is being filtered into those that we lead. Because where the spirit is in, is going to dominate the ministry that God has called us. The Bible says, except you go in the house, you got to bind the strong man of the house. You better know who the strong man is. Because I don't care how important they may be. Too many people are already gifting. People have these open portals. You better watch whose house you're going into. You better watch what food you're eating. Because everybody's food is tied in with these portals. A lot of us are being controlled through our portals. The money channeling, the mind networks. So tonight, remember, the hurt, a healing has to begin. God will give you understanding. God will bring restoration. A testimony. Because even when the pain is going to be too hard to bear, and yes, I'm sensing on tonight that there is some pain. They have some things that don't quite understand on why that happened, God. Lord, I didn't do it. I didn't even, God, I wasn't even old enough to understand, God. But I hated God because he took my purity. Lord, I hate her. One chance I had to have somebody. It don't have to be this way, folks. The Lord said, come unto me, all ye that labor, and I have laden. You rest. And in the name of Jesus, we bless you on tonight. Lord, we thank you for what you have done and what you are doing even in the midst. Lord, I decree and declare it on tonight that the hurt, the pain, the wounds, the open portals will be closed permanently. And Lord, that these demonic networks will be dismantled. Lord, you have given us power, God, that we should tread over serpents and scorpions, and nothing by any means shall hurt us, O God. Lord, you have let us know, O God, that no weapon formed shall prosper. Not saying the weapons will not form, because they're going to form, but because you are the one that made the blacksmith, O God, you know that the weapons will not form. We pray for deliverance, O God. We decree and declare for healing. Lord, dry the wounded eyes, oh God. Dry the tears, oh God. Lord, that young child, God. Lord, that's on the bed right now, God. And God, they'd rather grasp a hold of the world system than to go back through the torture, God. Lord, we ask that you bond us so close together that the winds of confusion can't blow between us, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for what you are doing even in the midst, oh God. Lord, we pray for Apostle Janet, oh God, that you continue to flourish her ministry, God. Lord, we thank you, God, that nothing be broken and nothing be lacking in our family, home, ministry, finances, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you continue to use her that she may teach, oh God, and instruct the young men and women, oh God, that somebody love them, oh God. Lord, we pray continually, oh God, that you will break and destroy the dark cloud that's over the state of Florida, God. That you will break it and destroy it, oh God. That religious spirit, oh God, we cast it out now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we bless you in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray the prayer of no retaliation, oh God, that there be no demonic retaliation against this word, oh God, and that it will come into fruition in due season. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Apostle Janet, we're back in your hands.
Amen, Apostle. We do thank you for what you have shared with us tonight, and we're not going to stop here. We're going to have another, because I feel and I sense that you have more that you would like to teach on this because of the
amen.
Technical difficulties we had tonight. And started late, but we know there's another realm that you need to go into. I have
yes.
been getting inboxes about the show already, so I know that there is more teaching that needs to be released, and I know in not next week, but the following week, I want to do a segment with you of just a panel discussion on this
amen.
Same issue, because this is dear and true to my heart. It's very
yes.
dear and true to my heart because of me being molested at 8 and 11, which opened up a portal, which opened up a doorway for prostitution. And thank God for deliverance on my behalf. So just some past things that people have been through, things that, you know, they have dealt in, things that they have connected themselves with, and not knowing that they need to denounce some of the things that has taken place, and the reason that we're going around in circles and circles, and the reason that, you know, we're still going through a process of certain things, things that we thought was no harm in doing. So we want to continue this show because I just feel like it's necessary. This is the first show that I've had in 2 months. We went almost 2 years continuously, but the last 2 months I hadn't had a show, and there is a near and dear because I've been talking to some people that are really close to me, and two of the question was, and the input was, I don't like sex. You know, they're 38, 39 years old, but they don't like sex because of what took place with them. In their past when they was young, and it
right.
caused them not to like sex. And then we have the other one that is very promiscuous, you know, just constantly, you know, can't get and can't settle down because of what took place in their lives, not only women, but men as well. Some of these things have taken place in their lives. So, we want to continue, but we're going to have the line open now for anybody with any questions and comments for Apostle right now. The lines are open. If Minister Gallen will open the line, if anybody has any question and comment, you may do so at this moment. Anybody here? Could anybody? Could someone say something? Minister Gallons, are the lines open? Yes.
Yes, ma'am, the lines are open. Hello, this is
okay.
Prophet Garrett. Prophet D. Jerome Garrett, I thoroughly enjoyed the show. Thank you for being obedient to God. It was phenomenal. I believe that this is the hour that God is raising up leaders like yourself to help the people understand the psychological and the spiritual and how those things connect to bring about greater deliverance. And I appreciate what you said about the memory. And so in this hour, God is really causing his people to deal with the episodic memory, the cellular
yes.
and muscular memory, as well as the emotional memory. And so
mm-hmm.
the quick fix at the church is not going to get it. They have to be processed out. And so I appreciate your ministry, the ability to process. process God's people. I appreciate the testimony, and I look forward to the books that God is going to bring out of your belly to be able to be a greater blessing to the body of Christ, because of the world is in a sexual revolution. They need to know
yes.
that God is. I was telling a young man, when you put the word gay Christian together, you nullify the power of the living God.
All right, you know, all right now.
So you nullify the power of the living God. You may be struggling with same-sex attraction, but God is able. And so
yes,
I appreciate
yes.
the ministry that you have. Thank you, God, the Janet Clary, Apostle Clary, for being obedient. And I just wanted to share that. God bless.
God bless you.
Thank you so much, Prophet Garrett. We thank you for being on the line. I'm very honored that you took time to be on the line. Do we have any more questions or comments? No more questions or comments?
Yes, good evening. I have a comment. I would just like to say, my name is Debbie from New Orleans. I would like to say I really appreciate the teaching. And I think more people need to be exposed to that. Unfortunately, a lot of our Christian sisters and brothers are still in bondage, you know, because a lot of times as Christians, we live our lives when we're in front of people like nothing happens to us. We haven't been through anything. And the truth of the matter is we've all been through something. And those of
yes.
us who have not experienced anything, we will experience something in life if we keep living. So I really appreciate
yeah.
that teaching, and I just pray that more Christians, just people in general, will hear the truth and hear the word, because a lot of us have gone through something, you know, and they're not alone. So I appreciate the
yeah.
teaching on tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
I like that you share about Apostle William, if he's available next week. We want to have a forum, but we want him to take it to another realm. We really want him to go in, because so many of us have not lived a fruitful life because
mm-hmm.
of our past. And I'm
yeah.
just sick of seeing people not being able to live, and you can tell it by their appearance. You can tell
mm-hmm.
by the way that they carry themselves. You can tell, no matter how you're speaking in tongues, you're a miserable person because you don't want to
yeah.
live. What has taken place in your life. And so this is near and dear to me. Spiritual warfare and deliverance is near and dear, because that's my ministry. And so when I
yes.
see it, I see it sitting up in church, when I see it in the midst of a lot of people that are saying that they're saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost, filled, fire, baptized, but yet they are in bondage. And the only thing is I did a conference Saturday. And I told them, when it comes to sex, the church want to clam up. But it's time
mm-hmm.
for us to deal with it. The reason that we see everything that's going on around us, and as Prophet Garrett said about the sex thing, you know, come on, we need to break this. It needs to be broken. We're not only talking about sex, but a lot of things, generational curses and all these things, a lot of things took place from our forefathers. And so some
mm-hmm.
of these things, the spirit has to be broken. They have to be broken. A lot of things that took place with me, I saw it go down the lineage of my daughters. So I just refuse to sit and let them not be free, my grandkids not be free. And as of in the morning, my second great child, great-grand, will be born in the morning. And I don't want that going from generation to generation to generation, as our apostle said, is because what goes on in the family stays in the family. I'm like him. That's from the pits of hell.
Amen.
It's from the pits of hell. So, you know, we want to pass the word out that we're going to continue to do this session until we hear the Lord say no, because as we say, this thing is in our mind. It's a mindset. So we want to see the body of Christ unbound and walking in liberty and walking in freedom. So do we have any more questions or comments? Well, I don't know why, it's just like a spirit of fear come over us. Well, you don't have to call your name. You don't have to But if you have something to say, say it. If you have a comment, please do. You know, we're on the phone. Nobody can see it. But we don't want to just gather on the line. And I think that's why the last 2 months I didn't, because I got tired of just a gathering.
Right.
People jumping from one conference call to another. I want this to be ordained by God. I just don't want to be doing something to do it. I want to know that, you know, you've been blessed by the show, because I have to pay for this. I have to pay for it, and I'm tired of giving out money, and, you know, it's not being fruitful. So if anybody please have anything to say. If not, we're going to close the line. We're going to let Apostle, he already prayed. We're going to leave the line, and we're going to meet again next Tuesday night at 9. I think we worked out the kinks with the radio, with the technical difficulties. So it will be going back on at 9 o'clock. Do anyone else, any question, any comments, your last chance.
I just need to ask one more thing. This is a young lady that just spoke. I would like to know, are you guys going to post it again on Facebook? Because that's how I found out about it.
Yes, I will. I'll be doing another flyer. We will keep the topic, but if Apostle have another subject that he wants to deal with, yes, I would redo the flyer and have it out. You can send a request to Let's Talk About It group. It's Let's Talk About It. I'm Apostle Janet Clary. Just send a request, and I'll add you to the group page. I will add you to the group page, and so you'll be able to see it immediately after I put it on. That's Let's
okay,
Talk
great.
About It.
Let's Talk About It group.
It's a group page, and the name of the group page is Let's Talk About It. Just go up in and put it up in the box, and it should come up. L-E-T, apostrophe S, Talk About It.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we thank you so much for joining the line, Minister Gallen. Once again, I thank you for taking care of everything, but we do thank you, Apostle William. I thank you so much. There is such a need. Prophet Garrett, if you be able to be on the line, we would love, you know, for you to do a teaching one night. You know, we just want to reach the body of Christ and letting them know that there is, it's just like having bad credit. You know, some of us can get bad credit just by going around doing things. Some things happen in our lives that cause it to happen, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. The only thing we say, let's fix it.
That's it. Amen.
Let's fix it. Let's fix it. There are ways and means of fixing everything. It's ways and means. So we're just asking, Apostle, I thank you again. We thank you all so much for joining the line once again. Go to Let's Talk About It, send a request, and I'll go to the group page and accept you. So when we redo the flyer, you'll be one of the first ones, and then we will also put them up. Help us share the flyer. Let somebody else know. Minister Gallen, did we get to take this tonight? Sometime I think Minister Gallen go to sleep on us while we're on this. But I'll find out. I'll find out, because we try to tape our shows. We try to tape all our shows, and then we try to put them up on the website. So if anybody want to go back and listen to them, you're able to. But I pray that we got a chance to do the tape and the recording. And if we did, the recording did go through, I will put it up on the Let's Talk About It page.
Yes,
and,
ma'am, we did get a recording.
Well, thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Okay,
well,
pardon
me?
I had my microphone on mute. I'm sorry.
Okay. We will have it out. We will have it out, and you can go to the page, and some of the ones that, if I know your number, that on there, and I will put it on the Apostle page so that they can listen to the recording. Once again, I do thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I will say to everyone, have a happy Thanksgiving. Appreciate God. Appreciate your family. Appreciate your mate. Appreciate your dog. Appreciate your goldfish on that day. Let them know how much you appreciate it. And most of all, we just thank God for life, health, and strength. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Thank you for joining the call. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.